네, 안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
너무 아름다운 저녁이요.
It's such a beautiful evening.
You're my go-to. 세계 최고의 그 베이스입니다.
So, world's best bass. Near my.
그, 가나에 가서 우리가 그, 더글러스 형제를 만났는데.
So we went to Ghana, and that's when we met Brother Douglas.
아, 정말 목소리 너무 좋았습니다.
And his voice was really good.
그 정말 그 우리가 찾아보기 어려운 그런 베이스였습니다.
Really, it was a bass that was really hard to come by.
음악이 전혀 잘 모르는데 와서 음악을 배웠는데.
And so we don't know much about music, but when he came to learn.
세계 최고의 베이스로 여러분 앞에 설 수 있어서 너무 감사합니다.
We're very thankful that he can stand before all of you as the world's best bass.
오늘 저녁에는 민수기의 말씀을 읽겠습니다.
This evening, let's look at the words of Numbers.
민수기 21장입니다.
Numbers chapter
21.
Please look there.
민수기 21장 4절 말씀부터 읽겠습니다.
Numbers chapter 21 from verse 4.
찾으셨으면 4절부터 제가 읽겠습니다.
You found that I'll begin reading from verse 4.
백성이 호르산에 진행하여 홍해 길로 쫓아 에돔 땅을 구틀로 행하려 하였다가 길로 인하여 백성의 마음이 상하니라.
And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people were much discouraged because of the way.
백성이 하나님과 모세를 향하여 원망하되 어찌하여 우리를 애굽에서 인도하여 올려 이 광야에 죽게 하는고.
And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have you brought us out of the land of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
이곳엔 식물도 없고 물도 없도다. 우리 마음이 박한 식물을 싫어하노라 하매.
For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread.
여호와께서 불뱀들을 백성 중에 보내 백성을 물게 하심으로 이스라엘 백성 중에 죽은 자가 많은지라.
And the Lord sent fiery serpents upon the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
백성이 모세에게 이르러 가로되 우리가 여호와 당신을 향하여 원망으로 범죄하였사오니
Wherefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, and for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee.
여호와께 기도하여 이 뱀들을 우리에게 떠나게 하소서. 모세 백성을 위하여 기도하매
Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us, and Moses prayed for the people.
여호와께서 모세에게 이르시되 불뱀을 만들 장대 위에 달라 물린 자마다 그것을 보면 살리라.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and thou shalt come to pass that everyone that has been, he looketh upon it, shall live.
모세가 노뱀을 만들 장대 위에 다니 뱀에 물린 자마다 노뱀을 쳐다본 적 살더라.
And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had been any man that he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
우리가 3월 달에 미국에서 CLF를 하려고 했습니다.
And so originally we were going to do the CLF in America in the month of March.
코로나가 와가지고 우리가 미국에서 CLF를 할 수가 없게 되었습니다.
However, due to the coronavirus, we were not able to do the CLF.
한국에 제가 이제 돌아왔고요.
So I returned to Korea.
그래서 한국에 있는 동안에 이제 저들이 이제 부활절을 맞았습니다.
And then while I was in Korea, that's when we came by Easter.
부활절을 맞아 우리 부활절 행사를 하는데 줌으로 했습니다.
And so we had our Easter service through Zoom.
근데 정말 놀라운 것은
But the very amazing thing was
우리가 새벽 오전 저녁 했는데 매시간 200만 명이 저희들 부활절 말씀을 들었습니다.
And so we had three sessions, early morning, morning, and then evening. In every session, we had 2 million people log in.
수많은 그 분들이 구원받은 간증들로는 수천 명이 들어왔습니다.
And so we heard the testimonies of thousands of people having been received salvation.
전 이게 진짜 믿어지지 않고 어떻게 하나님의 일을 하시 이렇게 일을 하시는가?
And really, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, how is it possible that God can work in this sort of way?
우리 선교회를 이끌어 가시는 몇몇 목사님들이 계시는데요.
We have a few pastors that are leading our mission.
이 목사님들은 이제 늘 기도하시면서 우리 선교회 위해서 늘 이렇게 계획하고 일을 하시는 목사님들인데.
And so these are pastors that are always praying for our mission, and they're always planning ahead for our mission.
우리가 이제 5월 달에 대전도 집회 우리가 한국에서는 봄 가을로 대전도 집회를 해야 하는데.
And so in Korea we're supposed to do the Grand Bible Conference, and we do that two times a year, one in the spring and one in the fall.
그때 이제 한국은 코로나에 조금 벗어나려고 하는 중이었고요.
And Korea was just about to on the way out of Corona. coronavirus.
다른 나라는 전부 다 이제 막 코로나 때문에 밖을 못 나고 굉장히 어려운 삶을 살고 있었어요.
However, everybody else was experiencing a lot of difficulty because they could never leave outside because of the coronavirus.
그래서 우리가 전 세계는 방송국 보고 우리 박옥수 목사님 메시지를 좀 중계해 주시면 우리 좋겠다고 연락을 했습니다.
So we contacted all the broadcasting companies and we asked them if they're able to televise Pastor Park's event.
저희 선교회는 현재 목사님 전부 다 한 마음으로 일을 하니까.
And because all the pastors of our mission, they all work with one heart.
저들이 이제 전 세계 나가 있는 선교사들 수없이 많은데.
And so we have missionaries that are all across the world.
그 나라 있는 방송에 가서 요청을 했습니다.
So they went to the broadcasting stations of their respective countries and they
놀라운
asked.
놀라운 것은 그들이 지금 코로나 때문에 그 밖에 못 집에 갇혀 있으면서
Amazingly because of the coronavirus they are held within their homes they cannot leave.
그런데 우리가 위로의 말씀 그들의 평화의 말씀을 전하겠다고 얘기를 했습니다.
And we told them that we will give them message of peace and also of comfort in their hearts.
근데 놀라운 건 지난 여러 해 동안 전 세계 거의 대부분의 방송국에서는 저를 알고 있었습니다.
However the amazing thing was that many of those broadcasting stations already knew of me.
내가 그 나라에 가면 그 나라 국왕도 만나고
Because when I go to those countries I'm able to meet with
오늘 그 청소년들 일도 하고
Even the Emperor King and also
복음을 전 그분들이 전부 다 우리 이 말씀을 좋아했습니다.
And so I'm able to meet with ministers and a lot of them they already liked my words.
특히 엔나스 방송 같은 경우는 세계적 제일 큰 방송국인데
Most especially for example like Enlace it's one of the major companies in the world.
엔나스 방송 아주 오랫동안 그 저 뭡니까 창세기 강해를 제가 방송을 했습니다.
And so for a very long time, I did the Genesis lecture on the broadcasting company.
그런 것들이 전 세계 우리가 상상할 수 없었는데.
And so these were things that we could never imagine.
지금 이제 우리 정확한 숫자를 얘기하고는 매일 늘어나니까요.
And so we can't really know the exact number because it continues to increase every day.
아주 뭐 그 시청자들이 많은 1억씩 되는 그런 큰 방송국에서.
Many of these major broadcasting stations that have like 100 million viewers.
우리 방송을 중계해 준다는 거예요.
They said that they're going to televise our event.
제가 이게 진짜 꿈인가 했어요.
And so really I thought is this a dream?
처음에 시청률이 얼마 준다니까 우리가 하는 방송 1억 3천만 미라 그랬어요.
When we first started I asked how many are the viewers and they said around 130 million.
야, 우리가 1억 3천만 명이 우리 방송에 들어오면은
If let's say 130 million people come in.
우리가 보통 수양회 할 때 뭐 3천명 5천명 하는데
Usually when we have a seminar we have around 3,000, 5,000 people.
몇십 년 할 걸 하루 전에 한다는 이야기가 되는 거예요.
And so basically these are things which we would take over tens of years.
믿지 않았어요.
We did over one night. I couldn't believe it.
근데 저희 하는 이 일들이 바로 그 코로나 일로 말미 어떤 일이 났냐면 집안에 갇혀는 굉장히 답답해하고
However, the work that we were doing, many people were very frustrated to be home.
방송국에서는 또 다음에 코로나 때문에 그 체육대회나 뭐 축구 경기 이런 게 전혀 안 되니까요.
And also the other thing is that many of the broadcasting stations they don't air any sports events like soccer games anything like that because of coronavirus.
큰 강당에 모여가 하는 그런 행사 전혀 못 하니까 방송에서 뭐 내보낼 만한 게 없어서.
And since there was no major event going on, they could not televise anything else.
상상하지 못할 방송국에서 우리 방송을 내주었습니다.
And that's when unimaginable amounts of broadcasting stations were able to televise our events.
아, 죄송합니다. 저는 정말 못 믿었습니다.
Really, I'm sorry to say, but I couldn't believe it.
그래, 우리 1억 3천이나 되나 그랬다. 아닙니다.
And so, did it end at 130 million? No.
3억 5천.
It went to 350 million.
4억 2천.
And 420 million.
5억 8천.
580 million.
전혀 제가 안 믿었습니다.
Really, I couldn't believe it.
예수 믿는 믿음은 좋은데.
I have good faith toward Jesus.
형제라는 믿는 믿음 좀 약한 것 같아요.
But I don't have good faith toward the brothers.
그러니까 우리 8억까지 갔어요.
And so we went all the way up to 800 million.
중단된 9억을 지금 넘어섰다고 하는 겁니다.
And so what they're telling me that is it's exceeded over 900 million now.
그럼 몇 백년 전도해야 할 일을 한 주간 안에 한다는 식이 되어버렸어요.
And so this would take years, hundreds of years of witnessing, but we did it all over a few nights.
지금도 계속 이제 먼저 방송을 냈던 사람이 그 후에 또 안 내서 또 내고 지금도 계속 나가고 있고.
But even now the stations are continuing to air whatever they didn't air in the past, and they're continuing doing it.
많은 방송국에 저하고 인터뷰를 요청해서 인터뷰도 많이 했습니다.
And then many of the stations came to me for interviews, so I was able to do interviews.
그리고 지금도 계속해서 이 방송이 나가고 있는 너무 감사한 거예요.
And this is constantly being televised, even as of now. Now, and I'm so thankful about that.
우리가 부활절 바로 직후에 저 독일에서 러시 저 유럽에서 목회자 모임이 있다는 얘기 들었어요.
And so right before the seminar, I heard that there was going to be a pastors' meeting in Europe.
우리 오영도 목사님이 런던의 목회자회 회장이 됐어요.
And so Pastor Oyeongdo, he became the chairman of the Pastors Association in London.
내가 어떻게 자네가 런던에 있는 목회자회 회장이 됐는지 물어봤어요.
And I asked him, how did you become the chairman of the Pastors Association there in London?
자기도 모르겠대요.
He says he doesn't know.
목회자 회장들이 모였는데.
And so all the pastors, chairmen have gathered together.
그분들 오더니 오영도 목사를 보고 우리 목사들한테 당신이 제일 신령한 것이 느껴지는데.
They said that amongst our pastors, it seems like you're the most spiritual one.
이번에 새해 2020년 당신 우리 회장 한번 해라 그랬다.
The new year of 2020, let's have you be our chairman.
나는 영어도 서툴고래 안 된다.
He says, my English is not that good, and I can't do it.
그 목사님, 너 영어 서툰 거 아니다. 그걸 잘하는 거다.
They said, no, your English is not that bad. It's good.
그럼 내가 할 때 좀 도와줄래?
Will you be willing to help me then?
그래서 이제 그 선교회 저 목회 회장이 된 거예요.
So that's how he became the chairman of the pastors association.
목회자 모임을 했습니다.
And then they had the pastors meeting.
목회자 모임을 하는데 저보고 메시지 전화 달라고 해서.
And during the pastors meeting, they asked me to preach.
줌으로 4시간 말씀을 전했습니다.
And so I preached the word for 4 hours through Zoom.
유럽에 있는 모든 목사들이 깜짝 놀랐습니다.
All the pastors in Europe, they were so shocked.
그런데 마르틴 루터 이후에 이런 말씀 들어본 적이 없다.
They said that we've never heard these words after Martin Luther.
이제 그분 우리가 그 4시간 그 테이프를 전 세계에 돌려서 지금 돌아가고 있어요.
And now what they're doing is they made these into recordings and they're sending it around all around the world.
가는 데마다 이분들이 복음을 듣는 거예요.
And wherever we go, these people are listening to the gospel.
예수 피로 죄 사함에 대한 걸 아는 거예요.
They're able to understand about the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus.
많은 목사님들이 계시지만,
there are many pastors.
죄를 회개하라고 하지.
But they say to repent your sins.
구체적으로 어떻게 할 때 죄 사함인데 그걸 몰라서.
They don't know precisely how to receive forgiveness of sins.
죄를 수십 년 동안 또 목사가 돼도 늘 죄인이라고 하는데.
And even though for tens of years they go to church, even as a pastor. They say they have sin.
그럼 유럽에 있는 수많은 목회자들이
and numerous pastors in Europe
이 복음을 듣고 깜짝 놀랐어요.
They heard this gospel and they were completely shocked.
다음에 모였습니다.
And then we gathered again.
오영신 목사 설교를 좀 했어요.
And then Pastor Oyeongshin he preached.
그래 막 그분들이 섭섭하다 그러는 거예요.
And they said that we were a little disappointed.
나는 이번에 오락할 때 우리 앞으로 구체적인 성경 공부할 계획을 세운 줄 알았더니
I thought this time around that you're going to set up an actual Bible study plan.
네가 설교하는 좋지요. 우리 진짜 그 말 좀 배우고 싶어. 그걸 왜 안 하느냐?
But you know your sermons are good, but how come you're not setting up a plan? Why don't we do that?
그래서 제가 이제 그 줌으로 그들 이제 성경을 한 달에 한 번씩 가르치려 했어요.
And so then it's a designated so that I'll be preaching to them once a month now.
여러분 제가 주님 오실 때가 가까워 이런가?
But maybe because the time of the Lord is near.
오늘은 기독교 계통의 언론인 8명이 왔습니다.
And today we had 6 Christian broadcasting stations that came.
8명.
8, sorry.
근데 그 중에 한 명이 누구냐면
And so among them one of them was
우리 문형순 자매님 남동생이에요.
It's the younger brother or sister 문형순.
그리고 또 그분이 이제 그 문형률 목사 이제 형님인데.
And then also the older brother, pastor 문형률.
우리 이다이라고 아마 그렇게 대적하던 분이.
And so these were people that went against us saying that we were a cult so many times.
지난 우리 크리스마스 칸타타 때
During the last Christmas cantata.
KBS 칸타타 했는데 그때 9회 칸타타였어요.
And so when we had the KBS cantata, we had 9 performances.
그래서 한 곳에서 9회를 이제 그 아침 저녁을 한 곳에서 하니까.
And so because we do it in the morning and the evening each day.
칸타타 단장이 막 몸살을 했어요. 그때.
Later on, the conductor of the choir, later on, she went through a body ache.
근데 그 앞에서 저들이 그 하루 그 12월 19일인데. 앞에는 호텔을 빌려가지고 일반 목사님을 초대했어요.
And so it was December 19th, and so we had a hotel that was rented out right in front of the venue, and that's where we had a pastor's meeting.
그때 그 호텔에 좌석에 530자리 어제 딱 꽉 찼어요.
And so 530 seats in completely packed with all people.
제가 거기서 한국 교회 주로 유명한 목사님들인데 제가 90분 동안 메시지를 전했어요.
And majority of them are all very famous pastors in Korea, and I preached to them for 90 minutes.
그분들 깜짝 놀랐어요.
And they were very shocked.
그러면서 이제 지금 많은 분들이 우리를 돕는 거예요.
And so we have so many people that are helping us now.
오늘 사실은 저 언론사 아주 국장님 되시는 분들이 여덟 분이 오셨는데.
And so we even had the chief of stations that came and they were able to attend.
인터뷰 안 했죠. 복음 쭉 전했어요.
And so then I didn't do an interview. I just preached the gospel to them all the way.
대부분 장로님들이시고 그러신 분인데.
Majority of them actually are elders of churches.
그러면서 우리 교회 장례도 여러 가지 묻는데 내가 너무 그러면 우리 식구 다 돼버린 거예요.
And so I realized that they all became our family. They all heard the gospel.
저는 자주 얘기합니다만.
And I say this oftentimes, but
한 평생 이단 소리 들으면 한 열 때문에 안 저는 복음 전에 죽을 줄 알았어요.
I thought that my entire life I'll be told that I was a cult and I only have tens of people and just be seated there.
근데 하나님이 제일 먼저 제게 하신 일은
But the very first thing which God did to me was
나를 비우는 일을 하셨어요.
He did the work of emptying me.
제가 그동안 제가 한 모든 일이 실패였기 때문에
Because everything which I did up until that point was a failure.
저는 저를 믿는 마음이 철저하게 무너졌어요.
Every heart of me that trusted myself came down.
내 생각을 따라가면 망한다는 사실을 정확하게 알았어요.
I came to realize precisely that if I follow my thoughts, I will fail.
제가 제 생각을 믿으면 안 되겠다 생각했어요.
And so that's when I believed in my heart that I should not trust myself.
우리가 신앙하는 가장 큰 문제가 뭐냐면
In spiritual life, the biggest problem is
내 생각과 하나님 말씀 차이 때문에 문제가 됩니다.
There is a problem because of the difference between my thought and the thought of Jesus.
그래, 저는 그때부터 19살 때 부터 내 생각을 다 비우고 하나님 말씀 받으렸는데.
And so at age 19, I threw away all of my thoughts and I accepted the word of God.
하나님 나의 삶에서 굉장히 깊은 영적인 세계로 저를 인도하셨어요.
God then began to lead me into great, deeper parts of spiritual life.
하나님 참 많은 것들을 제게 보여주시면서.
And He truly showed me so many things.
예수님 피가 어떻게 우리를 정결케 했는가.
And how the blood of Jesus.
우리 마음이 어떻게 흘러가고 있는가.
How our hearts are flowing.
마음의 잘못된 어떤 부분인가.
What are the wrong aspects of me?
성경은 정확하게 우리에게 그 말씀들을 전해줘.
And so really precisely the word of God had taught me those things.
놀라운 건 사람들이 이 말씀을 통해 들으면서 굉장히 많은 사람 죄 사함을 얻는 거예요.
And the amazing thing is that many people were able to receive forgiveness of sins through this.
대부분 사람들이 교회를 다니지만
Yes, many people go to church.
죄를 씻지 못해 고통하는 분들이 많습니다.
But there are a lot of people who are inside of pain because they cannot wash their sins away.
옛날에 대구 주암산
Long ago in the Chuan Mountain of Daegu.
여러분 서울 삼각산.
And also 삼각 Mountain of Seoul.
청계산.
And then 청계 Mountain.
기도원으로 유명한 데입니다.
These are very famous for their prayer houses.
밤마다 와서 울면서 죄 사해 달라고 기도하는 분들이 굉장히 많습니다.
There are many people that would go up there in the evening and ask for the forgiveness.
그들의 문제가 뭡니까?
What was their problem?
예수 십자가에 우리 죄를 못 박혀 죽으셨고.
Even though Jesus was crucified on the cross for their sin.
우리 죄를 사했다고 성경 기록합니다.
The Bible records that He washed away our sins.
히브리서 1장은 뭐라냐면
Hebrews chapter 1 says
죄를 정결케 하는 일을 하시고
It says for He has cleansed our soul.
높은 곳에 위엄의 보좌 우편에 앉았다.
And He sat on the right hand of God on the throne.
여러분 예수님이 이 땅에 죄를 씻으러 이 땅에 오셔서
Everyone, as Jesus came to wash away our sins,
죄를 씻지 못하고 하늘나라 가신 게 아니고
It's not that He went to heaven without washing away our sins.
죄를 올린 인류를 구원하는 그 일을 위하여
He came here to wash away the sins of all mankind.
성경을 읽어보면
If you read through the Bible,
우리 모든 죄를 눈같이 이게 씻었다고 성경은 명백하게 기록돼요.
The Bible clearly records that He washed all of our sins away whiter than snow.
근데 사람들은 죄를 지은 그 양심의 가책이나 그런 게 있으니까.
However, because people are convicted in their conscience of their sin,
성경 말씀보다 자기 생각에 마음의 영향이 커서.
More than the word of God, their own thoughts have greater impact.
내가 죄를 지었고,
so I committed sin.
양심의 가책을 느끼고,
convicted in my conscience.
죄인이라고 느끼고 있으니까.
And because I feel sin.
예수 우리 죄를 십자가에 못 박여 죽어 알았지만.
Even though we know that Jesus washed away my sins.
제가 씻어지지 않는 줄 알고
But thinking that my sins are not washed,
죄를 씻으려 발버둥을 치고
people struggle to wash
눈물로 회개를 하고
repent with tears.
대로하면서 제 씻을 예를 쓰는 그런
And they labor and they
And
majority of them they labor and they try to wash away their sins
1974년도에
Everyone, in 1974 my son was born
아, 정말 감사하죠
And I'm so thankful
그해 우리 형제 하나가 영천군 청통명 호당리라는 곳에 잠실이 있었어요.
And so there was a brother that was there in
경북
영천군
청통면 호당리 예, 거기서 이제 잠실이었어요.
And so that's where he was.
형제가 나한테 와서
And so this brother he came to me.
목사님 우리 잠실에서 집회 한번 합시다.
Oh brother, let's have a seminar in 잠실.
그때 이제 우리 아들 태어나서 7월달 태어나서 그때 그 성경 그 뭐 집회는 한 가을이니까 한 뭐 9월이나 그때쯤 됐어.
And so it was a little bit after my son was born, so it was right around like the fall, so it was around September.
제 아내 얘기해서 미안합니다만.
I'm sorry to talk about my wife, but
제 아내 날 보고 강대상에 자기 이야기 하지 마라 그래.
My wife keeps telling me stop talking about her on the podium.
근데 한 번씩 해야 어울려요.
But the thing is, I have to say in order for it to match.
안 하면 아내는 무시한다 그래서.
Because they say that if I don't talk about her, then I despise her.
아내는 소를 그렇게 무서워해요.
And my wife, she's so afraid of cows.
근데 거기에 소가 있었는데.
But then there was a cow there.
우리가 이제 김장 그 집회한도 김장 그 해가지고 배추 절여 놓은 게 있어.
And so then we were making the kimchi, and so there was they what they do is they salted the cabbage.
이제 소가 꼬비가 풀려가지고.
And so then one of the cows it got loose.
그제 그 김장 배추 절여 놓은 거 먹는 거예요.
And then went over to where they had salted the cabbage and was eating that.
자네가 방에 다 문을 닫아 묶으면 와.
My wife, she locked up the door, and then inside she kept saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
소가 그 소리 들은 척도 안 하더래.
And then the cow didn't even act like he heard it.
우리 김장 김치 담으려고 절여놓은 걸 다 먹었대요.
And so eventually ate up all the cabbage that they had salted for us to eat.
이제 우리는 예배 드린다고 전부 대구 와 있었는데.
And so then we came all the way to 대구.
얘기대로 집 지키면 그런 일이 벌어졌어요.
And so at times, you know, those things would happen in our house.
아, 진짜 그 형제 또라 걱정하기라 소가 그 짠 배추를 먹었으니까 물을 마실 거다 뱉어져 죽는다고 또 막 걱정하는.
And then one of the brothers, he was so worried that all his cow because he ate such that salty food. Food that he's gonna, his stomach's gonna burst.
그때는 우리는 전기가도 없네 산에 그 잠실에 없어가지고.
At that time in 잠실, we didn't have any electricity in the mountains.
우리 대구 시장에 가서 중고 그 발전기를 하나 샀어.
So what we did was went over to the 대구 market and then we got one of the used generators.
그 발전기를 하나 이제 구해왔어요.
And so then we got one of the generators.
우리가 발전기에 대한 경험이 없으니까.
And because we're not accustomed to using generators.
그렇죠. 뭐예요? 그 경운기에 달아 돌리니까 잘 돌아가더라고요.
And so then we had to turn it manually and so then it worked very well.
근데 이제 문제가 뭐냐면은
So then the problem was
잘 돌아갔는데
And it worked well.
전기를 하나씩 켜기 시작하니까
And so when we started turning on electricity one by one
발전기 저항을 받아 가지고
All of a sudden it overloaded.
막 열이 나가지고 막 그거 막 겔겔겔겔 하더라고.
And then it started overheating and all of a sudden it couldn't work properly.
하여튼 별별 경험을 다 했어.
So we had all sorts of different experiences.
그래서 이제 그 많은 어려움을 제끼고
And so having gone through so many difficulties
수양회가 진행할 때였어요.
And it was time for the retreat.
그 형제가 자기 어릴 때가 나가는 목사님이 계셨는데
This brother, there was a pastor which he knew ever since he was young.
그 목사님은 그때 연세가 79이셔요.
And that pastor, he was 79 at the time.
제가 이제 79이면 제 나이보다 두 살 더 많으신데.
And so I'm 77 now, but he's 2 years older than me at the time.
지금인데 우리나라 평균 수명이 많이 늘어났기 때문에.
And because our life expectancy has gone up.
그 당시 이런까지 사시는 분이 없는데.
There was rarely any person that lived up to the 70.
79이셨어요.
But he was 79.
목사님과 저와 같은 방에 잤어요.
And that pastor and I, we slept in the same room.
그날 저녁에 잠을 자면서.
So that pastor and I, we were sleeping.
목사님.
And then.
죄 사함 받으셨습니까?
I said, Pastor, did you receive the forgiveness of sins?
받았다고.
He says, Yes, I did.
아 그래요.
I said, Oh.
어떻게 받으셨습니까?
How did you receive it?
이 목사님, 우리 딸이 경산교회 그 권사인데.
And so he said that my daughter is one of the deacons over at the church.
원래 환갑이라 하시더라고.
And she said that she's 60 this year.
어느 날 따님이 와서 아버지 그 거듭 나신 남는교 나신가? 하여튼 그래 경상도 말.
And so anyway, in the Gyeongsang dialect, she was saying, "Oh, Father, did you receive forgiveness of sins?"
왜 묻노? 이렇게.
And then he asked, "Why you ask?"
저 거듭났습니다.
I receive. I was born again.
어떻게 났노? 하니까.
I said, "How?"
아 어느 날 밤에 잤는데 갑자기 지난 죄가 막 떠오르면서 눈물 콧물 흘렸거든.
And then she said that while I was sleeping one night, all of a sudden there was a vision in my dream, and then I started shedding tears and snot. And then
목사님이 자기 따님인데도 신앙에 그렇게 질투가 나더라는 거예요. 자기는 뭐 경험 못했는데.
So even though she was he was a pastor, but he felt envious because that's not something which he experienced in his life.
근데 한 1년쯤 지났는데 목사님 너 나 주무시다가.
And then it was about a year later, and all of a sudden while he was sleeping,
갑자기 지난 제가 싹 눈물 콧물 흘리면 막 울면서 방을 막 헤맸다.
All of a sudden, one night as he was sleeping, he was reminded and saw all of his sins right before his eyes, and he started shedding tears of snot, and that's how he got saved.
그러니까 이제 그분은 거듭난 게 뭔지 모르니까 이상한 거만 거듭난 줄 알죠.
And so then, because he doesn't know what it means to be born again, so when he sees something weird, he thinks that's being born again.
우리는 그게 거듭난 게 아니란 걸 정확히 아니까.
We know precisely that's not what it means to be born again.
그냥 이제 잤어요.
So we just slept then.
네, 그 이튿날 오전부터 성경 공부를 하는데.
And then it was the next morning.
이제 성경 공부 마쳐 점심 뭘 먹고 좀 쉬려고 하는데.
And so we had lunch that day, and then we were about to rest in the afternoon.
누가 막 박 목사님 불러.
All of a sudden, somebody called Pastor Park.
그건 막 뛰어나가 보니까.
And then I ran out.
아, 정 목사님 가시려고 한다는.
Oh, Pastor Chung is about to leave right now.
아, 목사님 왜 가시려고 합니까?
Oh, Pastor, why are you trying to leave? He says, "I'm going to leave."
아무 할 일 없는 거 알거든요.
I know that he has nothing to do.
집에 온 것도 알고 그런데.
You know, I know that he came here for the seminar.
그래 이제 이분이 있다가 목사님 좀 계시다가 시죠 그랬더니.
And so then, when asking him, "Oh, would you stay here a little bit?"
이 목사님 화가 나셨는데 참다가 막 폭발했어요.
So this pastor, he tried holding in, and eventually exploded.
빵 먹자.
And he said, "Pastor Park."
여기가 태권도장이요, 권투도장이요.
He says, "Is this a taekwondo arena or is this a boxing arena?"
왜 사람은 안 치고 이 치고 저렇게 돌이켜 치듯 치냐고.
Why do you keep hitting me this way and that way?
아, 저는 그냥 무슨 말 잘 기억이 안 나는데.
And so honestly, I don't remember exactly what he was saying.
오전 시간 이분의 마음이 너무 찔려가지고 고통스러워.
But that morning, all of a sudden, he was pricked in his heart, and it really stabbed him.
아, 좀 계시다 가세요.
And so I said, "Please, just stay a little bit."
간다고.
He says, "No, I'm leaving."
그 이제 뭐 내려가시는 거예요.
And then he was going down.
거기 이제 그 언덕에 이제 저 양 저 뭐 잠실이 있고.
And so 잠실 is there right on the hill.
내려가는 것이 그 잠실 뭔지 알아? 누에 키워요, 누에 꽃이. 그게 이제 그 내리막이 이렇게 있는데. 리약 하나 지날 정도 했는데.
And so then, you know, there's a little bit of a road, and it's just small enough for like a wagon to go by.
예, 할아버지 목사님이 죄삼을 못 내려가시는데.
And so this pastor, he was not able to receive the forgiveness of sins, and he was going down.
내가 언제 다시 저분을 만나랴?
And so, how is it possible that he's able to? I can meet him ever again.
분명히 죄삼 받지 못 가는데 내가 안 전하면 언제 전하겠나?
And so, if I don't preach to him now, then when is he ever going to be saved?
내가 저분에게 예의 바르게 겸손하게 해주고 지옥 가도록 보고 있으면 그건 제가 목사 죄다 싶어서.
I felt that it would be a sin if I just, you know. Greeted him nicely and then sent him away as a sinner.
제가 이제 목사님 가서 키에다가 목사님.
And so I went up to his ear and I said, "Pastor,
죄 있잖아요.
You have sinned.
그 지옥 가야 돼요.
Then you have to go to hell.
죄를 씻어야 돼요.
You have to receive forgiveness of sins."
키에 제가 따라가면 이야기를 했어요.
And I followed him on. I said that into his ear.
막 밑바닥에 왔어요.
And then we came all the way down the hill.
그래 이제 더 걸어가진 못하시는 거예요.
And so he couldn't walk any further.
가서 이제. 한참 서 있는데 계속 이야기를 했어요.
And so then he just stood there and just kept on talking to him.
그러니까 이분이 가방을 딱 해서 성경 꺼내더니
And then all of a sudden he opened his bag and he took out his Bible.
가방을 이렇게 좀 뭐야 풀밭으로 여기 좀 앉아라.
And then he put this bag down onto the grass and then he says, "Let's sit down here."
어떻게 내가 목사님 가방에 앉아? 나가 잔디밭에 앉았어.
And so how can I sit on his bag? I would just sit on the grass.
그래서 이제 거기서 복음을 전했어.
And so that's how I preached the gospel to him there.
로마서 강의를 시작했어요.
And I began the lecture on Romans.
로마서 1장,
Romans chapter 1,
2장,
chapter 2,
3장,
chapter 3,
4장,
chapter 4,
5장,
chapter 5.
그리고 우리가 그 은혜 가려고 죄에 은혜 더하려고 죄에 가겠느냐?
It says, "Shall we dwell in sin for grace to be added?"
그럴 수 없느니라.
It says, "God forbid."
죄에 대하여 죽은 우리가 어찌 그 가운데서 더 살리요?
We who were dead unto sin, how shall we live there any longer?
그 이야기 나오는데.
And so, as we heard that,
death, death, 박 목사, death.
And he said, "That's enough. That's enough." Pastor Park, I got it.
막 너무 기뻐.
And then he was so happy.
죄 사함을 받았어.
And so that day he was able to receive forgiveness of sins.
오후 2시부터 성경 공부인데.
And so we had the Bible study starting from 2 p.m.
성경 공부할 시간은 지났는데 우리 밑에서 성경 공부하고 있어가지고.
And because it was already past that time, but we were having Bible study down the hill.
사람이 그 모여서 찬송 부르고 올라갔어요.
And so then people didn't know him. We were just saying hymns and we went up.
목사님 기뻐서 강대상에 춤을 추시더라고.
This pastor was so happy and he was dancing on the podium.
나도 빛을 봐.
I also saw the light. I also saw the light. All my sins are washed. And he was so thankful.
그래가지고 우리 집회 참사 집에 돌아가셨어요.
And so then the seminar was over, and then he went back up.
아들하고 사는데.
And so then we're living together with the son.
아들하고 며느리한테 불러서 얘기했어요.
He called over his son and also his daughter-in-law and said.
닷새 전에가 나갔던 너의 애비는 죽었다.
And it says, your father who left before, he is now dead.
나는 닷새 전에 그 애비가 아니다. 난 딴 사람이다.
That father, he is no longer of the old, but he is a new man.
아버지, 무슨 그런 말씀하십니까?
Oh, father, how could you say such a thing?
너들은 목사라도 이런 걸 모르지.
Even though you were pastors, you didn't know about these things.
난 그리스도 안에 거듭나서 새 사람이 돼 죄를 씻었어.
I became born again. I'm a new man. I received forgiveness of sins.
소리 복도방에 집 내놔라.
And it says, let's put our house up on for sale.
그래야 이제 집을 팔아가지고 so 우리 교회 곁으로 이사를 오셨어.
He sold his house and he came near our church.
얼마 동안 그 목사님은 세상을 떠나셨지만.
And so then after a few years he passed away.
정말 그분하고 같이 있는 동안 너무 너무 행복했어.
And so while I was together with that pastor, I was so happy.
새벽마다 새벽 기도에도 혼자 오셔가지고 혼자 울시면서 기도해요.
And even the early morning service, he would all come by himself and he would cry.
하나님 우리 아버지.
God our Father.
우리 친구들 다 데려가고.
All my friends, you took them away.
아무 쓸모없는 너희들 떨도록 놔두더니.
But you left a useless person like me.
이런 귀한 복음 듣고 재산 받으러 나를 그렇게 했었습니까?
But did you do that so that I'm able to receive forgiveness of sins and be washed?
울시면서 감사해요.
He would always pray and he was so thankful.
성전 저하고 같이 이제 시내 가요 뭐 장로 목사님 그 뭐야 안경 맞추러 따라 같이 가고 하다 안경 주인한테 복음 전하고.
At times I would follow him onto the city and then we would go into a glasses shop and then they would preach the gospel to the glass owner.
예, 그 목사님이 거듭나셔서 79에 거듭나셔서.
And so this pastor, after receiving being born again at 79,
제가 긴 시간 전 몇 년 동안 같이 있는 동안에,
and it wasn't many years, but for the few years that I was with him,
내 마음에 한없는 평안과 기쁨을 줬습니다.
There was endless peace and also comfort which God gave unto me.
여러분들이 목사 안 하는 게 아무나 이해가 안 가요.
Everyone, no matter how much I think about it, I don't understand why all of you are not pastors.
내가 소원이 하나 있는 게,
there is a wish of mine.
여러분 전부 다 목사 되었으면 좋겠어.
I want all of you to become pastors.
목사 되어봐요 얼마나 좋은지 몰라.
Become a pastor, everyone. You know how great that is.
물론 사람이 어떨 땐 잘 하루만에 구원 안 받을 수 있지만은,
of course, there, some people don't receive salvation overnight.
이번에 저들이 행사를 하면서,
but this time around, as we did our event,
수백만 명이 아마 적어도 한 몇억이 구원받은 것 같다.
We had millions, hundreds of millions that were able to receive.
그분들의 간증을 보면은 이런 복음을 전하는 동안에,
and when you listen to their testimonies as we preach the gospel,
전 늘 이단 소리 들으면서 사람들 멸시 받으면서 한 열대면 데리고 한편 살다 죽을 줄 알았어요.
I thought that I would just live my entire life only being told the cult and only have tens of people.
우리가 복음을 반대한 사람도 대적한 사람 많지만,
of course we had many people that opposed us and also said that they went against us.
살아계신 예수님께 저와 함께 계시면서,
but as the living Lord was with me,
하나님을 말씀을 보여주시면서,
as he showed me his word,
하나님의 말씀을 가지고 그 사람이 죄에서 벗어날 수 있도록 인도하는 그 귀한 일을 알고 있는데,
and truly knowing exactly what that precious work is by showing me that way,
정말 제가 너무너무 주님 앞에 감사합니다.
Everyone, I'm so thankful in my heart towards the Lord.
19살 때 아무 소망도 없고 길도 없고 악하고 더럽게 살던 죄인 하나였는데.
And so at age 19, I had no hope. I had no way. All I could do was live inside of sin and live a dirty and filthy life.
예수님, 내가 지금까지 살아온 삶에 대해서 보여주시면서.
However, the Lord, He showed me about the result of my life.
내가 얼마나 거짓되게 살고.
How deceitful of a life I live.
악하게 살고.
How evil of a life I live.
어둡게 산 그새 지긋지긋하도록 내게 보여주세요.
And how dark of a life I live. God showed me that all the way.
놀랍게도 예수님 안에서
The amazing thing is that inside of Jesus,
옛날과 전혀 다른 새로운 사람으로 거듭나게 해 주셨습니다.
He allowed me to become born again into a completely new person, different from what I was in the past.
복음을 전한데 대적한 사람들과 반대한 사람 많지만,
As I preach the gospel, there are many people that oppose and also go against us.
하나님께 우리에게 복음의 문을 여시고,
But the Lord has opened up the door of the gospel to us.
하나님 구원을 받고 이게
And many people are receiving salvation. I'm so thankful about this.
이스라엘이 애굽에 있을 때 어떻게 산지 아십니까?
When Israel was living inside of Egypt, you know how they lived?
옛날에 요셉이 애굽의 총리가 되고 애굽 사람 다 기근에 건져 주었기 때문에 굉장히 존경을 받았는데.
Long time ago, because Joseph, he was the governor and he saved all the land of Egypt out from the famine, so they were honored.
그 시대는 다 죽었습니다.
But that period, everybody died.
이제 새로운 왕이 오고 새로운 사람들이 왔으니까.
Eventually, there was a new king and there was a new person in rule.
이스라엘 백성들이 막 생육이 번성하고 자식들을 잘 낳고 하니까
As the Israelites they began to replenish and also continue to multiply
점점
number,
인구가 많아지니까
All of a sudden their population grew
애굽 사람 이스라엘에 대한 두려움이 있었어요.
The Egyptians had fear toward the Israelites.
그래서 이제 산파를 보고 뭐라고 말하냐면
And so then to the housewives what they said was
해산을 하다가 해산에 가서 이스라엘 여자가 아기를 낳을 때
If at any case there's an Israelite woman that bears child
남자는 죽여라
And so So you go and kill if it's a man.
여자만 살려놔.
If it's a boy, you kill. Only let the girls live.
근데 산파가 하나님이 두려워서.
How are the midwives? They're afraid of God.
이스라엘에서 만난 이스라엘 백성이 아는 하나님을 아는데.
And so they know about the people of God and also about God.
하나님께서 이스라엘에서 어린 아기를 죽이질 못한 거예요.
There is no way that they're able to kill the young babies of the Israelites.
하나 저모의 왕이 산파를 불렀어.
And so then the king he called one of the midwives.
왜 애굽 사람들 죽이자 아이들 살렸느냐?
Why did you not kill the Israelites' babies and why did you let them live?
산파가 말했어.
And then the midwife said.
애굽 여자들 저 이스라엘 여자 애굽 여자 더 건강해가지고.
They say that the Israelite baby, the women, they're more healthier than the Egyptian women.
내가 가기 전에 아기들 벌써 낳았었대.
Already they gave birth to the child before I even went there.
그래서 왕이 그렇게 안 되니까.
And so then the king he couldn't control this.
아들을 낳으면 나일강에 던지라.
It says if you bear a son, then throw it into the Nile River.
그때 이스라엘 나라 막아서 비극이 일어나.
And from that moment on, there was so much misery that began to befall that area.
여자가 아들을 낳았어요.
And so women would have a child.
한 주엔 반갑기도 하고 하지만 막 어찔 줄을 모르는 거예요.
And so at one side, of course, they're happy to see the child, but then the other side of them don't know what to do.
아들 안고 막 숨으려고 이리저리 하는데.
They take their son and they try to hide here and there.
애기 놓은 걸 알고 군인들이 찾아왔어요.
But then the soldiers already knew that they had a son and they came in.
여자 막 애기 젖을멍이 막 끌어안고 안내나 발버둥을 치는데.
And then the mothers they are holding onto the child, they're breastfeeding and they cannot let go.
아들 뒷다리를 들고 막 끌어당기며 가는 거예요.
But then the soldiers would take the leg. Of the boy, and they would just carry him out.
여자 아기를 따라 막 따라가는데,
and they would chase after their boy.
군인들 강가에가 강물에 던져 버리는 거예요.
But then the soldiers would just take the child and just throw him into the river.
여자가 미치는 거예요.
And it drove the mother nuts.
내 아기, 우리 아기.
My baby.
막 강속에 여자 뛰어 들어가는 거예요.
And then she would run into the river.
남편이 아내분이 여보.
And then the husband would try to stop her, honey.
여자 거의 미쳐버려요.
And then it would drive the woman crazy.
Crazy.
And then all of a sudden she just says, Oh, my baby.
그는 진짜 비참한 삶을 살아.
They live such a pitiful life.
남자들은 매일 흙 이기고 벽돌 굽고.
The men, they would always take the dirt and also make the stones.
그 이제 막 벽돌을 이제 막 굽고 했어요.
And so they made the bricks. They would make the bricks.
예, 그 벽돌 굽는데 막 끝도 없는 흙이 이게 진짜 힘 많이 들거든요.
And so then it takes a lot of strength for them to get that mud and then be able to make the bricks. It's so hard.
그러면 하나님 어디 계십니까?
And then they would say, God, God, where are you?
하나님 계십니까?
God, are you there?
그다음에 왜 우리를 이런 고통 속에 두십니까?
Why did you leave us inside of this pain?
내 아내는 벌써 정신병자가 다 돼가요.
My wife is already becoming mentally ill.
죽은 아기를 잊지 못해가지 강만 쳐도 아주 강에 뛰어들려고 해요.
She can't forget about her lost son and she's always trying to jump into the river.
하나님 우리에게 이런 선포함을 주십니까? 하나님.
God, why do you give us such sadness?
그 아들은 슬프고 슬프고 슬프고.
And they were in such sadness and sadness and sadness.
하나님이 때가 돼서 이스라엘 백성 애굽을 건져냈어.
And it was time for God for him to save the Israelites.
하시지만은 유월절 날 어린 양으로 피를 문에 바르고
And so when they took the blood of the young lamb and put up on the
doorpost. 하나님의 인도를 따라서 이제 즉과 꿀이 하는 가나안 땅으로 가게 됐어.
And then eventually they were guided by God enter into the land that was flowing with milk and honey.
제가 오늘 저 읽은 말은 뭐냐면
Everyone, the words that we read here tonight.
가나안에 가다가
As they were going into the land of Canaan.
길로 인해서 마음이 좀 상했어요.
Eventually they were distraught because of the way.
근데 백성들이 하나님을 원망하는 거예요.
But then God, the Israelites, they began to go against God.
애굽에 있을 때가 좋았다.
They said, oh, when we were in Egypt, it was much better.
정말 애굽에 있을 때 좋았어요?
Was it much better when they were in Egypt?
애굽에 떠나는데 그렇게 좋아해놓고
When they left Egypt, they were that happy.
적과 꿀이 흐르는 가나안에 가면 행복한 삶을 살 수 있는데
And when they go into the land of milk and honey, they would be able to live such a happy life.
이제 애기 자유롭게 낳아도 되고
And they're able to have their babies freely.
행복한 살 수 있는 모든 조건이 갖추어져 있는데
And all the conditions for them to live a happy life is met.
그 큰 그 적과 꿀이 흐르는 그 가나안을 가다가 길 좀 상했다고 하나님 원망 말이 안 되지요.
On their way and going into the land of milk and honey, and all of a sudden because of the way, being distraught like that, it doesn't make any sense.
툭하면 있어. 아, 애굽의 고기 까맣게 됐을 때가 좋았다고.
And then, just when a little bit of problems happen, they say, "Oh, it's better when we're in Egypt when we eat meat."
애기 진짜 나아가지고 갖다 뒷다리 들고 막 나일강에 집어 던지고 아내가 울고 막 그런 슬픈 기억은 안 하고 그런 것만 기억.
They don't remember about those sad times, really those difficult times when those soldiers would take their babies and throw them into the Nile River.
정말 이들이 복되게 하기 위하여.
In order for them to be blessed.
즉각 군은 가나안에 가서 행복에 살도록 인도하는데.
God was leading them so that they could live a happy life inside the land of milk and honey in the land of Canaan.
길로 가서 좀 마음 상할 수도 좀 어려울 수 있는데.
Yes, they could be upset and a little difficult because of the way.
그러나 하나님 그들의 축복의 땅으로 이끌어가고 있는데.
However, God was leading them into the land of blessing.
하나님을 원망하는 거예요.
They began to go against God.
그래서 하나님 그들에게 불뱀을 보냈어요.
And all of a sudden God gave them the fiery serpents.
예, 불뱀들이 픽픽 뛰면 막 날아다시피 하는데.
The fiery serpents they like fly.
그건 막 그 천막에 사니까 뭐.
And so they were living inside the tents.
뱀하고 같이 한 집에 살잖아.
So they're living together with the snakes.
화장실에 가면 뱀이 먼저가 있고.
When they go to the bathroom the snake is already there.
여자들 기겁을 하죠.
The women they get shocked.
그래서 사람들 불뱀에 물리는.
And so then that's how people are being bitten by the fiery snakes.
물 막 죽는 거예요.
And then they're dying.
하나님 원망했어요.
And so they begin to go against God.
하나님 그들 복주게 하려고 애굽에 나와서 그 정말 비참한 데 나와서 적과 꿀이는 땅에 복되고 영광스레 살 수 있도록 가는데 조그만 길 때문에 상했다고 막 하나님 원망을 하니까.
And surely even though they were going to the land of milk and honey, that land of full of blessing, but because of the way they were distraught a little bit because of that.
하나님이 불뱀을 보내.
So God sent the fiery serpents.
불뱀만 그 일에 꿈을 키우네. 팍팍 뛰면만 3m, 5m 팍팍 날라요.
And so these serpents, they don't crawl like this, but like they go, they shoot forth like 4 to 5 meters, like that.
그 물리면 바로 이마로 죽어요.
And then once you get bitten by that, eventually the poison will spread.
정말 하나님이 그들을 복된 길로 이끄는데.
God was leading them really in a blessed way.
애굽에 가면 고통받는 건져내서.
And he saved them out of the land of pain and Egypt.
적과 꿀이 가는 땅에 적과 꿀이 흐르는 가는 땅에 살게 했는데.
And then he had them live inside the land of milk and honey.
그들이 하나님을 원망했어.
But they went against God.
이게 사람이면.
Everyone, this is how man is.
천 가지 만 가지 복 받아놓고.
Even though you receive tens of thousands of blessings.
구원 받은 사람들도 그래요.
That's how people are when they get saved too.
영원한 지옥에서 건져줬는데.
Even though you save them from eternal hell.
조만 걸 시험 들고 그렇죠.
They fall into trial because of small things, right?
여러분 안 그렇죠.
Not you, right?
영어로 하지 마 한국말로 하세요. 영어 못 알아들으니까.
So you know, understand the Korean, not the English.
여러분 안 그래요?
Everyone, you're not like that?
진짜 우리가 어떤 구원을 받았습니까?
So everyone, what kind of salvation have we received?
생각해봐요. 애굽 살았을 때가 좋았어요.
Think about it. Was it good during the times we were in Egypt?
고기 까만 곁에서 뭐 돌아가면 고기만 먹었어요. 말도 안 되는 소리.
Were we able to eat loads of meat? No, that doesn't make any sense.
하나님들이 즉각 뿌리는 땅에 데려가기 위하여.
In order for God to send them into the land of milk and honey.
가나안을 향해 가는데.
They were going towards Canaan.
좀 길이 좀 잘못 걸어서 길을 좀 잃었다고 합시다.
Let's say that they went in the wrong way and then they got lost.
그래서 전 참고 가면 하늘을 뭐 구름 기둥 불 기둥 돌보아 주시고.
But you know, because they can just hold on to it, because God leaned them with the pillars of clouds and of fire.
만나도 주시고.
And he gives them manna.
그리고 밤에 나는 물도 주시고.
He also brings out the water out from the rocks.
낮에는 구름 기둥이가 그늘을 지어서 햇빛이 안 뜨겁게 하고.
And then making it so that the pillars of cloud will be able to cover them from the sun.
밤에는 그 광야 정말 추운데 그 불 기둥을 따뜻하게 해주고.
And it was the desert and the wilderness, and so it's cold in the evening, so he would take the pillar of fire and make them warm.
아침마다 지금 마시는 만나가 내리고.
And every morning they have delicious manna from above.
반석에 나는 물을 마시고.
They drink the water that comes from the rock.
특급으로 대접해 가잖아, 그죠?
He's treating them with special treatment.
맞아요.
Isn't that right?
근데 하나님 원망해야 할 이유가 뭐예요?
But what is the reason for them to go against God?
그 너 애굽에 가 살래?
Then you want to live in Egypt?
깜짝 놀아, 안 가겠다.
They're shy. I don't want to go.
근데 사람은 안 그런데.
But that's not how people are.
신앙 금방 잊어버리고.
The people they forget immediately.
조금만 언제 불평하는 거.
Over a little bit of difficulties, they complain.
그 하나님은 불뱀을 보냈어.
That's why God sent the fiery serpents.
킹 날려 보니까.
And so then they fly like this.
사람이 죽는 거.
And then people are dying.
근데 백성이 막 그때 뉘우치 말.
And then all of a sudden the people they turned their hearts around.
우리가 정말 미련했습니다. 하나님 용서해 주십시오.
Oh Lord, we're very foolish. Please forgive us.
이 불뱀을 좀 떠나게 해 주십시오.
Please have the fiery serpents leave us.
너희들이 불뱀을 불렀잖아.
You were the ones who called it upon yourself.
하나님 원망했잖아.
You complained against God.
하나님 축복으로 인도하시는데.
God was leading you into blessing.
너희 정말 하나님 원망했잖아.
But you had bitterness toward God.
하나님이 그래도 이스라엘 사랑했어.
But then still, God loved the Israelites.
하나님이 말씀하셨어요.
And then God spoke unto them.
너 뱀을 만들어 장대 위에 달아.
It says, make you a serpent out of brass and put it upon a pole.
너 뱀을 만들어 장대 위에 달아.
Make a serpent out of brass and put it upon a
pole. 불뱀에 물린 자들 그걸 쳐다보면 산다.
Whosoever is bitten by the fiery serpent who looks upon it shall live.
거기에 하나님 귀한 뜻이 있는 거예요.
There's a precious will of God.
성경은 이제 성경을 딱 읽다가 보면 이제 뭘 알게 되냐면
So as you read through the Bible, what are you able to notice from the Bible?
하나님 말씀 뜻을 자꾸 알게 되는데
You get to continuously know about the will of God.
성경에서 이제 성령을 가리킬 땐 기름을 가지고 성령으로 표현하고요.
And so for example, when we identify the Holy Spirit, we identify it using the oil.
이제 그 기름을 성령이라고 그러고요.
And so we say the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
성경에서 이제 금은 하나님의 영광을 나타내는 거예요.
And then the gold inside the Bible represents the glory of God.
그다음에 은은 구속의 대가로 은을 잡아요.
And then the silver represents the wage of repentance.
그리고 그다음에 노선 심판을 가리켜요.
And then the brass it represents the judgment.
그래서 이제 심판은 노선 심판을 가리키는데.
And so the brass represents the judgment.
노뱀을 만들어 장대 위에 달아.
It says, make thee a serpent out of brass and put it upon a pole.
불뱀에 물린 자들이 노뱀을 쳐다보면 산다고 그렇게 돼 있어.
Whosoever is bitten of the fiery serpent and looks upon the brass serpent, they shall live.
근데 여러분 그게 뭐냐면 그 양 잘 이해가 안 가는데.
And so if you just look at it, you can't understand.
요한복음 3장에 무슨 말씀이냐면은.
However, in the words of John chapter 3, there's a word.
예수님께서 말씀하신 말 이런 얘기였어요.
Jesus, as he spoke, this is what he said.
모세가 광야에서 뱀을 든 것 같이 인자도 들려야 하리니.
And said that Moses, just as he raised up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
이는 뭐라 그랬습니까? 저를 믿는 자 영생을 얻게 하려 하십니다.
So whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life.
자 모세가 광야에서 뱀을 든 같이 인자도 들려야 하리니.
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
이는 뭐라고요?
So what does it say for he?
저를 믿는 자마다 영생을 얻게 하려 하십니다.
Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life.
모세가 광야 뱀을 인자도 돌려야 합니다.
Everyone is saying that the Son of Man shall be lifted up just as Moses lifted up the serpent.
자, 우리가 사람이 불뱀에게 물렸는데.
Everyone, let's say that a person he is bitten by the fiery serpent.
예, 하나님께 불뱀을 떠나가게 해달라고 기도했어요.
So they prayed so that God would send away the fiery serpents.
하나님 불뱀 떠나게 하는 게 아니고.
It's not that God sent away the fiery serpents.
너 뱀을 만들어 장대 위에 달아라.
But he says, make thee a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole.
불뱀에 물린 자들이 그걸 쳐다보면 살리라는.
And whosoever is bitten by the fiery serpent looks upon that shall live.
그게 무슨 이야기입니까?
What does that mean?
노뱀은 장대에 달았는데.
And so you take the serpent of brass and put it upon a pole.
그것만 보면 잘 모르는데.
If you just look at that, you don't know.
요한복음 3장에서 예수님 말씀하시기를.
But then, as Jesus says inside the words of John chapter 3,
니고데모와 이야기하시다가.
As he was speaking to Nicodemus,
사람이 거듭나지만 하나님을 볼 수 없다고 하면서 이야기를 계속해 나가요.
He said that if a man is not born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God, and he continues on.
그러면 예수님 말씀하시기를.
But then, as Jesus says,
모세가 광야에서 뱀을 든 것 같이.
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness,
인자도 들려야 하리니.
So shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
그 다음에 뭐라 했습니까?
And then what does it say?
이는 저를 믿는 자마다 영생을 얻게 하려 하십니다.
Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life.
자, 이제 뱀을 쳐들었습니다.
So everyone, what they did was they took the serpent and they lifted it up.
근데 그 뱀은
But that serpent
실제 뱀이 아니고
is not the actual serpent.
노수로 만든 뱀인 겁니다.
It was a serpent that was made out of brass.
맞죠?
Is that right?
근데 그 노선 심판을 가리켜 말하니까
But that brass represents the judgment.
이제 인자도 들려야 하리라는 말은 무슨 말입니까?
When it says that the Son of Man shall be lifted up, what does that mean?
예수님이 우리가 받아 모든 죄의 심판을 받는 걸 가르쳐 봐.
That is indicating that Jesus must receive all the judgment for our sins.
자, 이제 내가 하나님 원망 하는 불뱀들을 보내서 불뱀 물려 내가 죽어 가는데.
Everyone, let's say that I was bitten by the fiery serpent and I'm dying.
죄를 지었기 때문에 하는 불뱀을 원망하는 죄를 지어서 불뱀 보내셨어.
Because they had committed the sin and they went against God, that's why God sent the fiery serpents.
그러면서 예수님 뭐냐면 모세가 광야 뱀을 든 것처럼.
And what did Jesus say? Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
인자도 들려 아니니.
So shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
그게 여러분 금으로 만든 뱀이 아니고.
That was not a serpent made out of gold.
은으로 만든 뱀이 아니고.
Not a serpent made out of silver.
노수로 만든 뱀인 거.
But it was a serpent made out of brass.
죄에 대한 심판을 받았다는 것이.
And he's saying that he received the judgment of sin.
모세가 광야에 뱀을 든 것처럼
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness
인자도 들려야 하리니
So shall the Son of Man be lifted up
뭘 가리킵니까?
What does that mean?
예수 우리 십자가에 못 박혀 죽어서 높이 들린 걸 얘기합니다.
Everyone that talks about how Jesus died for our sins and he was raised up high
예수 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으신 이유는 뭡니까?
What is the reason why Jesus died on the cross?
우리 죄를 위해서 죽었습니다.
He died for all of our sins.
그래서 하나님은 원만 이스라엘 백성들에게 불뱀을 보내셨고
And that's why God he sent the fiery serpents over to the Israelites who complained.
불뱀은 죽었다. 불뱀은 없이 한 게 아니라
And then it's not that he got rid of the fiery serpents.
노뱀을 쳐다보면 산다 그랬어.
But he said that if you look at the brass serpent you will live.
그 노뱀은 예수 그리스도의 그림자입니다.
And that brass serpent is the shadow of Jesus Christ.
예수님이 십자가에 못 박혀 달리신 것은
The reason why Jesus was hanging upon the cross
노선 심판을 위한 우리 죄에 대한 심판을 다 받았다는 것이
That brass represents the judgment. He's saying that he received all the judgment for our sins.
그 노뱀은 장차 오실 예수 그리스도를 가리키는데
That brass serpent is talking about Jesus who will come
그
in the future.
노뱀도, 뱀이 독을 가지고 있지만
And even though there is the serpent's poison
뱀의 깨물 그 독으로 죽어야 하는데 And 죄로 죽어야 하는데
They're supposed to die because of the poison of the serpent. They're supposed to die because of sin.
예수 그리스도께서 들렸지 않습니까?
But wasn't Jesus raised?
왜 들렸습니까?
Why was he raised?
우리 죄를 심판받기 위해서 들렸습니다.
He was raised to receive all the judgment for our sins.
아멘.
Amen.
그럼 우리는 그냥 예수님의 십자가를 바라보는 게 아니고
And it's not that we are simply looking upon the cross of Jesus.
예수님이 십자가에서 못 박히시면서
But as Jesus he was crucified upon the cross.
예수님이 죄가 있어서 십자가에 못 박힌 게 아니라
And it's not that Jesus had sinned that he was crucified.
우리가 받을 죄에 대한 심판이 끝났다는 거죠.
But that means that all the judgment for our sins ended.
그러면 이제 어떤 죄도 나를 죽게 못 만든다.
That means that no matter what sin it may be, it cannot kill me.
불뱀 물려 죽어가는 사람들이 그 노뱀을 쳐다봅니다.
And so all the people that were dying, they look upon the brass serpent.
그 노뱀을 쳐다보면서 아, 독이 그냥 없어져 버려 살아나는 거예요.
The moment they look upon the brass serpent, then all the poison goes away and they're able to live.
우리 예수님 십자가를 바라보면서
As we look upon the cross of Jesus,
내가 죄가 많은데
even though I have much sin,
악을 행하는데
I committed evil,
저주를 받아야 하는데
I'm supposed to be cursed.
예수 십자가에서
But upon the cross of Jesus,
내 죄의 저주를 다 받으셨네.
He already received all the curse of my sins.
나는 저주를 안 받아도 되겠네.
I don't have to receive any curse.
그 나는 살 수가 있네.
That's how I can live.
하나님 그걸 가르쳐 주기 위해서
In order for God to teach us this,
불뱀을 물려 죽는 사람들 앞에서
That's why in front of all the people that were being bitten,
불뱀 떠나게 하지 아니하고
he did not cast away.
노뱀 만들어 장대에 달았습니다.
What he did was he made the serpent out of brass and put it on a pole.
뱀을 죽어도 노뱀을 쳐다보는 순간 나아버린 거예요.
And so then people they're dying because of the fiery serpent. All of a sudden they look at the brass serpent and then they live.
우리가 죄를 위해서 멸망을 받을까 막 두려워하고 이제 죽어가다가
And so they're instead of fear thinking that they're going to die because of the fiery serpent.
십자가를 바라보면서
And then when you look upon the cross
저기는 내 죄 끝났구나.
That's where all my sin ended.
내가 받은 모든 죄를 예수님 받으셨어.
All the curse that I was supposed to receive Jesus received.
십자가에 못 박혀 죽으셨어.
He died on the cross for me.
내 심판이 끝났어.
All of my judgment came to an end.
성경 그걸 얘기하는 거예요.
That's what the Bible tells us.
예수님 오시기 전에
Before Jesus came
앞으로 그리스도께서 오셨으면 저 뭐야 노뱀이 달리듯이 예수님이 달리시고
And so just as the brass serpent was hanging upon the pole that Jesus will also be lifted up.
십자가를 바라보면서
And then looking upon the cross
저기서 내 죄의 형벌이 끝났어.
That's where all the punishment of my sins ended.
내 죄의 저주가 끝났어.
All the curse of my sin ended.
내 모든 죄가 끝난 거야.
All of my sins were put to an end.
예수 내 죄를 벌 받으셨어.
Jesus already was cursed for my sin.
나 이제 죄인이 아니야.
I'm no longer a sinner.
우리가 십자가를 바라보는 동안에
And while we look upon the cross,
내 죄가 사해진 것을 확실히 깨닫게 되면서
when we come to realize surely that all of my sins were put to an end,
여러분들 전부 다 십자가 바라보고 나니까
And all of you when you looked upon the cross,
좀 전까지 좀 죄인이었는데
even though you were sinners just a little while ago,
그 죄의 독이 하나도 없는 의인이 됐지요, 그렇지요?
But now you became righteous without that poisonous sin.
그 사실을 구약 성경에 우리에 가르쳐 주는 거예요.
That's what God is teaching us through the Old Testament.
그럼 요한복음 3장에 뭐라고 했습니까?
What does it say in John chapter 3?
모세가 광야 뱀을 든 같이 인자 돌려야 하리니.
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up.
그 십자가에 못 박힌 예수를 보면서
Looking upon that Jesus who hangs upon the cross.
노뱀을 뭐 노던 심판을 가리켜 말았는데
The brass represents the judgment.
예수님 내 죄의 심판을 받으셨어.
Jesus received all the punishment for my sins.
십자가에 못 박히신 것은
The reason why he was crucified upon the cross.
내가 받아야 할 죄를 벌 받으신 거야.
It's because he received all the punishment that I was supposed to receive. The reason why he wore the crown of thorns, it was all for my iniquities. The reason why he was pierced inside, because it was my pain that I needed to receive.
십자가에서 내 모든 죄의 형벌이 끝이 났어.
Upon that cross, all of the judgment, the punishment for my sins ended.
여러분 하나님 그걸 우리 인간들에게 가르쳐 주고 싶었습니다.
This is what God wanted to teach us, man.
그래서 원망한 사람들이 불뱀을 보냈고.
And so to all those people that complained, he sent the fiery serpent. And as they turned around,
불뱀이 없어지게 한 게 아니고.
It's not that he got rid of the fiery serpent.
노뱀 만들어 장대에 만들어 그걸 바라보면 사는 거예요.
But he's saying that if you make a serpent out of brass, put it upon a pole, you live.
그 뭐냐면 우리가 정말 죄로만 죽어가는 우리 인간들인데.
That means that we all of us are dying because of sin.
여러분 십자가를 바라보면서.
But as we look upon the cross of Jesus,
그래 저기서 내 죄의 심판이 끝났어.
That's right. That's where all of my judgment of the Lord
ended. 예수 주신 내 모든 죄의 형벌을 받으신 거야.
And Jesus received all the punishment of my sins.
그렇게 믿는 사람들에게
the people who believe that
영생을 얻게 하기 위하여.
In order for them to receive everlasting life.
구약의 여러 가지로 어린 양도 예수의 십자가에 죽으면 우리 죄를 사는 걸 얘기하고 그 통해서 우리를 보여주는 이야기입니다.
He tells us stories using like the young lamb and using various stories to tell us that.
하나님은 우리 마음에 어떻게 죄에서 해방받는지를 보여주기 위하여.
In order for God to teach us exactly how we become free from sin.
예수의 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으시게 하고.
And he made it so that Jesus would be crucified on the cross.
유월절 어린 양의 피를 보고 구원받는 걸 보여주시고.
And by taking the young lamb, blood of the young lamb on the path fast forward.
그 외 여러 가지로 우리가 어떻게 제사함 받는 걸 쉽게 이해할 수 있도록 보여주신 것이.
Other than that, he shows us many easy ways to show us exactly how our sins were put to an end.
이스라엘 백성들이 어떻게 했습니까?
What did the Israelites do?
죄를 지었습니다.
They committed sin.
뭐 그 애굽에 그 고통 당하고 아이를 빼앗아 나이를 가졌더니 그 슬픔. 벽돌이 그 괴로움 인간 같지 않게 짐승처럼 살면서
and the misery and the pain of them losing their boy and them throwing into the Nile River having to make the bricks and it was not even life it was so miserable
하나님 우리를 도와주시옵소서
God please help us
그들 울면서 하나님께 울부짖었습니다
and they cried out to God
그 하나님 그들 건져내서
so God took them out
적과 꿀이 흐르는 가나안에 가는데
and they were going into a land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey
저도 좋도록 가는데
and it was good for them
하나님 조금 문제가 생겨도 하나님 원망하면 되겠어요
but just because of a little problem can they go again God like that?
하나님 우리 인간은 그럼 당장 애굽 다시 갈래? 가라 하고 갔으면 뭐 또 얼마나 후회하겠습니까? 그죠?
And if I were God saying like, oh, you want to go back to Egypt? Let's take you back immediately. If they did that, what would have happened?
여러분 생각해보세요. 애기 나와가지고 갖다 버리라 그러면 여러분 정말 이해가 가요?
Everyone think about it. Let's say that you have a baby and they throw it into the river. Does that make any sense?
여자들 정신병 걸릴 거예요. 그죠?
Then women would lose their minds nearly.
여러분 그렇지 않습니까?
Isn't that right, everyone?
그래요.
That's right.
그래서 적과 꿀이 흐르는 땅에 가는데.
That's why they were going to the land of milk and honey.
하나님 원망하는 죄를 지었어요.
But then they committed the sin of going against God.
원망해야 할 일이 저들 위해서 하시는데.
It wasn't anything to be going against.
적과 꿀이 흐르는 좀 어려움 정도 있는 그게 뭐가 문제가 돼요? 복된 길로 가는데.
They're going into the land of milk and honey. They're going to the land of blessing. What is that a problem?
그래서 하나님 그들을 용서할 때 그냥 용서하는 게 아니고.
So when God forgives them, He doesn't just forgive them.
불뱀을 떠나가라 그렇게 한 게 아니고.
He didn't say, "Oh, fiery serpents, go away."
불뱀이 무는데.
But even the fiery serpents are biting you.
뱀을 쳐다보니까.
But when you look upon the serpent of brass.
뱀에 물려서 그대로 살아버린 거예요.
Then even though you're bitten, you're able to live.
독이 끝난버려.
All the poison ends.
그걸 통한 예수님 십자가를 바라볼 때.
Just like that, when you look upon the cross of Jesus.
아, 내 죄가 끝났구나.
All of my sins were put to an end.
내 죄 대신 심판을 받으셨고.
Oh, that's where he received the judgment of my sins.
받으셨어.
That's where he received the curse.
내 죄는 깨끗하게 씻어졌어.
All of my sins were put to an end.
하나님이 우리의 그 사실을
And this is the fact which God teaches us.
워낙 많은 사람 그 사실을 깨닫지 못하고.
Ever many people don't know about this fact.
자기 좀 더 열심히 일하면 선하게 하사 하면 천국 갈 줄로 생각합니다.
They try to work diligently. They try a little bit harder. They think they can go to heaven.
여러분 그렇지 않습니다.
That's not the case, everyone.
근데도 우리는 툭하면 원망하고.
But even if there's a little problem, then we complain.
구원받은 형제 아멘들 그래요.
That's how saved brothers and sisters are too.
여러분 교회를 통해 영원한 지옥 가서 구했으면 감사해야 하는데.
Everyone, if they saved you from the eternal hellfire, you should be thankful.
조만 어려면 불평 그게 인간들이에요.
But then a little bit of problems happen, people complain.
그래서 하나님 불뱀을 보낼 수밖에 없었어.
So God has no choice but to send the fiery serpents.
그래서 그걸 통해서 예수님 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으신 그걸 바라보는 동안에.
So through that, when people are able to realize and look upon Jesus who hanged upon the cross.
십자가를 바라보면서.
When you look upon the cross.
아, 십자가에서.
Upon the cross.
내 죄가 끝났구나.
All of my sins were put to an end.
예수는 내 죄 대신 벌을 대신 받으셨고.
And Jesus received the punishment in my place.
심판이 끝났구나.
All the judgment ended.
그걸 깨우치면 우리가 죄에서 한 번 끝날 수 있는 그런 귀한 복을 하나님 우리에게 주신 겁니다.
And so all our sins were put to an end. We received such great blessing and also grace.
하나님은 우리를 죄에서 건져내기 위하여.
In order for God to save us from our sin.
예수 십자가에 못 박혀 죽게만 하신 게 아니고.
He did not just have Jesus be put to it on the cross.
그 사실을 깨닫게 하기 위하여.
But in order for us to realize that.
많은 예화를 보여주시고.
He showed us so many stories.
이제 뭐 유월절 양 잡는 이야기도 하시고.
He taking the story of the young lamb.
속죄 제사 이야기도 하시고.
Also the sin offering.
그 외 많은 이야기도 우리 죄가 사해진 사실을. 깨우쳐 주려고.
Other than that, he's constantly showing us that all of our sins were put to an end.
우리가 이제 어리석어서 그 사실 깨닫지 못하고 있어서 그런데.
Everyone, because we're foolish, that's why we did not know about.
정말 놀랍게 하나님 우리를 죄에서부터 복된 삶을 사도록 인도하고 계시는 것입니다.
But truly, God is leading us so blessedly, so that we're able to live a blessed
그래서 이렇게
life.
간절하게. 예수님 피로 제사했다고 성경에 기록해놓고
And so it says earnestly here that Jesus he washed away all of our sins.
노뱀을 쳐다보면 살듯이
And just as how when you look upon the, fire, the brass serpent you live.
노뱀은 예수님을 가리킨데
That brass serpent indicates Jesus.
우리 죄의 심판을 받는 예수님을 보고
When you look upon the Jesus who received our judgment.
내 죄의 심판이 끝났구나.
All the judgment of my sins were put to an end.
그렇게 믿으면 우리가 죄에서 벗어나도록 해줬는데
when we believe that he allowed us to be set free from our sin
깨닫지는 못해서
but people they don't realize it well
한 이런 방법으로 우리를 죄에서 벗어나도록 깨우치려고 한 애를 쓰신 것입니다.
And that's why God he labored and he tried using these methods to show us that all of our sins were put to an end.
여러분은 죄 사함을 확실히 믿습니까?
Everyone, do you truly believe in the forgiveness of sins?
예수님 십자가 여러분 죄 사함을 확실하게 믿습니까?
Do you truly believe that the blood of Jesus washed away all of your sins?
아, 믿는 분 한번 손 들어보십시오.
Raise your hand if you do not.
아 예, 놀랍소. 손 뭐 내려서 손 들어보.
Okay, raise your hand if you believe.
아파요. 손 내리십시오.
Okay, please, please raise your hand, everyone.
그런데 여러분 좀 시험 들죠.
But at times you fall into trial, right?
길로증에서.
Because of the way.
교통신호 빨리 안 풀린다고.
Because let's say the street lights. They don't change quickly enough.
이제 그런 거죠.
So you get frustrated.
하나님 원망하고.
And then you go against God.
왜 우리는 어려울까?
Oh, why are we in difficulty?
왜?
Why?
적과 꿀이 오는 동산에 데려가려고.
He's trying to take you into the garden of the milk and honey.
우리가 영원한 하늘나라.
Everyone into the eternal heaven.
죄가 없고 슬픔이 고통이 없는 곳에 보내려고.
He's trying to send us into a place where there's no sin, pain, or sadness.
하나님 이런 일들을 하시는데.
He's trying to do these works.
마음이 조그마한 거 있으면 원망하고.
But because of a little problem, that's why people have complained.
불평하고 그렇게 살았습니다.
And then they have bitterness inside their heart.
네, 이제 우리는 그 노뱀을 쳐다봅시다.
But everyone, let us now look upon the breast.
예수님 십자가를 바라보시게 되기를.
Let us look upon the cross of Jesus.
예수님 죄가 있어 죽으신 게 아닙니다.
Everyone, it's not that Jesus died because he had sin.
우리 죄를 대신해서 죽으셨습니다.
He died in the place of us.
피를 흘리시면서.
He shed his blood.
모든 죄를 대신 당하셨습니다.
And he received all of that pain for sins.
십자가에서 피 흘리며 못 박힌 예수님 바라보면서.
When you look upon that Jesus who hangs upon the cross and he's there.
예수님 죄가 없으셨는데.
Jesus didn't have any sin.
우리의 모든 죄를 벌받으신 거예요.
But he received the punishment for all of our sins.
그래서 우리 모든 죄가 사해졌어.
And all of my sins have been put to an end.
그렇게 믿도록 하기 위하여.
And for us to believe that.
하는 많은 이야기들을 했는데.
And Jesus he said many things.
그 중에 하나가 노뱀입니다.
Among them is the brass serpent.
노시란 건 심판을 얘기하는데.
The brass is it means the judgment.
예수 우리 대신 심판을 받았습니다.
But Jesus he received judgment in our place.
저주를 받으신 거예요.
He received the curse.
그래서 우리는 죄에서 벗어날 수가 있는 겁니다.
Therefore, we're able to break free from sin.
나는 참 많은 사람들이 이 사실을 깨닫지 못하고.
Still, many people they have not realized this.
어떤 일을 하려면 자살하는데 참 착한 일에 천국 가려고 하고.
What people try to do, they try to do good works and get to heaven.
산 기도에 죄 사함 받으려고.
They try to do prayers and mountains and to get to heaven.
그런 분들이 참 많습니다.
There are many people like that.
여러분 죄 사함 받았습니까?
Everyone, did you receive forgiveness of sins?
그 영천 청통 호당에서 만난 그 할아버지 목사님.
So that pastor I met in 영천 청통 호당.
예. 참 기뻐하고 기뻐하시다가 하늘 편에 갔습니다.
And so he was very happy and then he went to heaven.
그분이 저에게 평양 신학교 배우는 교과서를 다 저에게 줬어요.
What he did was he took all of the textbooks that he got from the Pyongyang theology school. He gave it to me.
그 우리 지금 골동품적인 가치가 있어서.
And so then that has like really high value. It's like an artifact.
집에 갖다 놨어요.
And so then I left it in my home.
참 그 볼 때마다 그 목사님 생각이 나고.
And so then every time I look at that, I am reminded of the pastor.
이런 아홉 살이 되실 때까지.
Up until he was 79.
매일 죄 때문에 울고 고통하다가.
He was always crying and instead of pain because of sin.
죄 사함 받았는데.
But he received the forgiveness of sins.
받기 직전에 사탄 역사에 막 돌아가려고 하고 막 그랬는데.
And so right before he even passed away, you know, he was about to turn his heart around.
하나님 구원을 받게 하셨습니다.
But then right before that time, God he made him be saved.
우리 지금도 복음 전에 보면은.
Everyone, when we preach the gospel.
자기 정말 죄사 뭐 할라라도록 복음 전하는데.
And so we're preaching so that they're able to receive forgiveness of sins and go to heaven.
어떤 막 그래 거만하고 막 그러면서 안 들으려고 하고 그런 거 보면 너무 불쌍해요.
But when you see some certain people that are so arrogant, they don't want to listen to you, then it's really unfortunate.
어쨌든 우리가 예수 피로 죄사함을 받았습니다.
However, we have received the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus.
못박혀 죽으시고.
Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
죄를 사하셨습니다.
And he washed away our sins.
아직까지 이 사실 못 죄수에 빠진 분들 너무 많은데.
There are still many people. People that don't know about this and they're inside of sin.
집회에서 수많은 분들이 죄사함 받게 돼서 감사하고.
I'm so thankful that numerous people are able to receive forgiveness of sins.
하나님 우리로만 이 복음을 전파케 하는 귀한 은사를 주셔서 감사합니다.
And I'm so thankful that God has gifted us this great grace so that we can preach.
우리는 앞으로 예수님 오실 때까지 복음을 전할 겁니다.
Everyone, we'll be preaching the gospel until the time that Jesus comes back.
여러분 한 사람은 이제 나를 위해 살지 말고.
I ask that nobody here lives for yourself.
예수님 위해 사시면서.
But live for Jesus.
복음을 위해 산다면.
And as you live for the gospel.
주님 기뻐하시고.
then the Lord will be happy. And I believe that He will bless your lives.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
Even though
it's important that Jesus He washed away our sin,
but
truly He tells us so many stories on exactly how He washed our sins away.
양을 잡는 제사나,
the offering of catching the lamb,
유월절 양이나,
the lamb of the Passover,
그런 모든 이야기들이 우리 죄에서 건져내기 가르쳐주는 이야기입니다.
These are all stories to teach us how our sins were washed.
그래서 우리가 쉽게 그 사실을 깨닫고 죄 사함을 받을 수가 있습니다.
And easily through those stories, we're able to receive forgiveness of sins.
아직도 사탄의 속아 죄 사함 받지 못 죄의 얼매 있는 분들이 많은데.
There's still many people that are bound inside of sin.
이 집회를 통해서 많은 분들이 죄에서 벗어나게 되길 바라고.
Yes, that through the seminar, many people can break free from their sin.
말할 수 크신 하나님의 은혜가 우리 가운데 역사해서.
We ask that the amazing, unspeakable grace of God be upon us.
바랍니다.
And that it may bless us.
이 집회를 축복해 주옵소서.
Lord, please bless this seminar.
크신 은총이 넘쳐나게 되기를 바랍니다.
We ask for the overflowing kindness of God.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수님 우리 죄의 다 형벌을 십자에서 받으셨습니다.
And you received the punishment for all of our sins, Lord.
감사를 드립니다.
We thank you.
예수의 이름으로 기도드립니다.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
여러분
감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.